when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you dear, precious Blood River Radio fans out there, Blood Radio family members. We don't have fans. We may have a few hangers-owners, but that's okay. You know, I used to be a hangers-owner myself. Anyway, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are the only radio station, the only media I know of, that we have announced on our website from day one. Our only purpose here on earth, that we have sworn to God, at least I did, to fight against the ongoing operation of global white genocide that's wide open right now. I see it every day. I saw it just this morning on a training run. See it every day, folks. But anyway, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. You're listening to Blood River Radio, and we're proudly syndicated far and wide by Sam Bushman and Liberty News Radio. Jay and Miss Teenage America and all the crew. It takes one hell of a crew to put this this program out there. It's not a show, folks. We don't do this for a show. It's not for entertainment. I hope we can entertain some people and keep them hanging on. Anyway, that's what we do here. And just in case you're wondering, yesterday was what used to be Independence Day. If we get time, we'll talk a little bit about that earlier in the what we used to be called the Declaration of Independence. A lot of young people probably never heard that. But today is, like I say, this is the day after the Independence Day of July 2024, which is today is the July 5th. Like I said, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And you know, we always, before we do anything, we always go to a prayer. And we have a fellow Christian coming on. He's been on here before. He's on again, thankfully, today. He's going to help me out. I'm going to help him out. His name is Will. We'll just call him Texas Will. And he's graciously agreed to do the prayer, the Blood River Radio, official Blood River Radio prayer. So people, if you don't mind, kind of bow your heads. And even if you're not a Christian, just do it. You never know. It might rub off on you. It could do you some good. I say my sorry so. Anyway, if you don't mind, Will, go ahead and take us to the Lord.
You bet. It'd be my pleasure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedom to gather here this evening in your name. And Lord, as we prepare to talk about the chaos and the craziness that's going on in the world, Lord, we thank you for being a steadfast God of order. We know you have a perfect finished plan for your people. And Lord, we ask for blessings on our listeners and for our people. We pray for healing for those that are sick and down. And Lord, we rejoice for those that your hands have healed. Lord, we pray that you'll bless this broadcast and the work that you have before us to do. And Lord, we pray for the safety of our people here in this country and our kindred around the world. We know our people are facing persecution and genocide, Lord, and we ask for your hands to protect and shield our people as we ask for our enemies to be brought to bear. And Lord, that they face your almighty judgment for their actions. Lord, we just ask that you be with us now. Give us the words to speak, Lord, and we ask for our listeners to have the ears to hear. We ask these things in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. 1,000 times amen. Thank you so much, Brother Will. I greatly appreciate that more than I can say. Dear Blood River Radio people, family, we kind of redid the program, me and Will. In fact, Will was the one to let me know that our precious brother, Ron Kukol, died. I'm fully convinced that he was killed. And I'll tell you why. I talked to Ron Kukol. Was a veteran of the United States Ship Liberty. Matter of fact, he was not the chaplain when the Liberty was attacked all those years ago. 67. You know, well, we heard about all the way to Vietnam when that happened. But anyway, he was not the chaplain then, but he later on became the chaplain. Ron, I've got a quick outline. Ron was not, he was not that old, but he was one of the older members, and he was in charge of the party that had to go down in the bowels of that ship after it was almost sunk. And I got to hurry up and make this quick. He was in charge of making sure that the bodies of the dead Marines and sailors and the body parts were recovered as best as possible and brought to the top side. And he told me, I'm going to say 2-3 weeks ago when I talked to him, he couldn't come on the show because he was such bad shape. He told me he was having flashbacks when Israel attacked Iran. It took him back to the days when the USS Liberty was attacked. And also another thing that pushed him over the edge was the way he was treated by the Jews. Make no mistake about it, it's the damn Jews. There's always Jews all the time. When they attacked them in Norfolk, Virginia, not that long ago, they had their 58th anniversary up there for the USS Ship Liberty. But what we're going to do, the second segment, give you an outline, we're going to be bringing on Larry Bowen. Now, Larry Bowen kind of switches back and forth with a Phil Torney being the president of the USS Liberty Association. But Larry Bowen is going to come on in the second segment. I don't know how long it's going to last, but we're going to do an honorary, I guess, a eulogy for our brother Ron Kukol. That's what we're going to do. But right now, just another quick outline. Don Wassel will be coming on second hour. I'll tell you what, he has a great, I went into his website, AmericanFreedomNews.us. I do believe that may be the best paper I've read. It's better than the Washington Times. I think it's probably better than American Free Press. It's dynamite. It really is. But Don will be coming on. We have Will's going to ride shotgun with us his first hour. It's almost always Gene, a.k.a. the Bitter Ender, will be doing the third hour. He's going to be covering what went wrong at Gettysburg. With that, people, with that, we're about 3 minutes. But me and Will and I, we had planned to talk about some craziness going on in the United States. I don't know if we're going to have time about that. Like I said, I have no idea how long this eulogy is going to last. It depends on Larry Bowen. I'm sure he's under a lot of stress. I know some of the other sailors I know. Mo Schaefer, who's the fellow, I think he usually organizes he's in charge of organizing the Liberties, USS Liberty Association get-togethers. He's beat up so bad, you know, from death threats and what have you. The same, you know, the homophobe, the anti-Semite crap, it never stops. They're just worn down. I mean, and they're attacked by their own government people. Their own government representatives will not stand up for them. They will not stand up for you. We have no friggin' governments, Will. Government representatives. We have paid lobbyists, and we have them. But anyway, with that, I'm shutting up. Will, if you will, take us to the break. We got about 2 minutes before the break, Will. What's on your mind? Go ahead, brother.
When we come back from the break, I kind of want to talk about independence, and I want to talk about our people and the real founding of this country. I know we're getting dangerously close to the break here, and I'm kind of, this is meant to be funny, but not really. I just wanted a little lighter. I came across a news story today, and all I can say to this is praise God. There is a movement now within the United States and Canada that a nonprofit is chartering flights to send Jews to Israel. They don't want to be here anymore, Eddie. And apparently 2,000 of them have agreed to leave by the end of the summer, and they're leaving the states of New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Wyoming, and Ohio. And they have agreed to leave this country that they no longer feel safe here. And all I can say to that is hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. How can we donate, I wonder, to get to...
I'm hoping that we can use some of this Doge money that they've saved. And instead of sending B-2s and bunker busters, maybe we can just send some Delta Sky Miles over there and just fly as many of them as we possibly can.
That would be great. It most certainly could be nice if we could send them over there on another, what is that, the What was that ship I'm trying to think of? It was the doggone it. Every time I get on the radio, I think of stuff all day long when I'm running. When I get on this program, I can't think about it. Well, the Titanic would work for me. We could load them up, bunch up on
that'll
Titanic.
Work. But
that'd work for me.
Anyway, yeah, whatever.
Anyway, we'll be bringing Larry Bowen on in just after this break. We're up against the break in any minute now, and we'll be bringing him on. And like I say, we have no idea. I don't know how long he wants to do that. We fly by the seat of our pants here. I don't know how well Larry's feeling. I don't know how well he feels. But he's going to go. We'll do the best we can. And I got to talk to Lizzie during the break, too. Anyway, right back, folks. Hang on your seat. We're going to get ready to bring Larry Bowen on, president of the USS Liberty Association, Veterans Association. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Dear Blood River Radio, as promised, people, Blood River Radio family, I'm really emotional here. As promised, we're bringing Mr. Larry Bowen, our brother in arms. He kind of swaps out with Phil Torney of being the president of United States Ship Liberty Association. We're bringing him on. I didn't find out about one of our dear brothers died recently, Ron Kukol. And like we said earlier before we brought Larry on, he became later on, he wasn't the chaplain, the ship's chaplain when the Liberty was attacked, but he did become their chaplain, if I'm not mistaken. But he died, I believe he was killed under the stress brought on to him by the same old people. But anyway, Larry, how are you doing, brother? I hope you're doing well today, brother.
I'm doing okay. It's still hard to believe that Ron passed back on June 21st. He was kind of the rock for most of us. As a ship's chaplain, we could turn to Ron for just about anything, and he would be there for us. Not just for us on the crew, but anyone. Ron was that type of person that just, you know, if you knew Ron and he knew you, you were friends for life, and he was going to take care of you if he could, if there's anything he could do. So for those of us from the crew, we had We had two of our shipmates actually go to Ron's service out in South Dakota. They had a service for Ron. He was buried on the 3rd of July. Had a full military service for him. And Phil Turney, our current president, and Mo Schaefer, our director of operations, were present at the church service for Ron on the 2nd, where they both got up and spoke on Ron's behalf and on behalf of the Liberty Veterans Association. Ron was, tasked back on June 8th, 1967, after the attack on the ship. We started heading towards Malta for a brief stay in dry dock. And at that time, we were going to do a recovery of bodies. Ron was designated as the lead petty officer to oversee the recovery of bodies, because there wasn't an officer who was available who had the clearances necessary to go into the spaces. Ron was visibly shaken by the fact that he was tasked with that kind of a task. The enormity of that is just beyond comprehension. We lost 25 of our shipmates that day in the flooded compartments. And when we got to Malta, those of us that were still on board the ship that hadn't been evacuated due to injuries were part of the recovery crew. I was on the first recovery crew, and I told Ron that I'd help any way I could. And I went down to our comm spaces and recovered three bodies on my first trip in there. And then after the recovery of the bodies that we could identify, we started a recovery effort to put the pieces of bodies in the proper bag with the proper victim. Again, that was Ron's responsibility to try and sort through bits and pieces of body parts and put them with the appropriate service member. For Ron and for all of us involved in that, it involved some very agonizing times, and most of us suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome after the after our efforts were completed. You can't imagine what it was like to pull body parts out of equipment, sweep body parts up from the floor, and try and place them with the appropriate person so that their family members could, have a closure when we finally got the parts back to the United States. For Ron, in talking with him years later, he said that he couldn't remember doing what he had to do. He did an excellent job, but it was just like God didn't want him to have to suffer through all of that, even though he did. and Ron couldn't talk about what happened as he was going through his task of putting everyone back together. Those of us that helped in the recovery process tried to assist him with as much of that as we could. Again, it was only those of us who had the security clearances that would allow us to go into our spaces and search for these shreds of people. For those of your listeners who weren't familiar with the June 8th, 1967, seven attack on the USS Liberty, the ship was strafed. We sustained severe rocket hits. We were hit with napalm. And then there were three torpedo boats that came out and torpedoed the ship. Fortunately for us, only one torpedo hit the ship, but when it impacted in our communication spaces where 24 of our sailors died. Actually, there were 23 of our sailors and two of our Marines died that day as a result of the torpedo attack. The total killed in action that day were 34. There were 174 of us wounded, some so severe that they had to be airlifted off the ship. So Ron, in his capacity as the leading petty officer for the recovery operations, had to form basically teams to go into the classified area once we got to Malta and ensure that we did everything we could to satisfactorily recover all the remains. And it took several days for us to do that because we also had to secure all of the classified information before anyone from the shore could come on board to start doing their cleanup and repairs. So Ron, for the past 58 years, has been struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder and his own injuries from the torpedo attack, and the fact that when he first got out of the Navy in 1967 after the attack, he found it hard to cope with what he had just been through, as did a lot of us. Ron, unfortunately, lost his first family through his behavior and attitude. His family didn't understand what he was going through. Post-traumatic stress disorder was something that wasn't really that well known back in 1967. They used to think that people that went off to war would come back and they termed the disease that they had as shell shock, because you were so close to the action that you you just panicked. Any time you heard loud noises or airplanes came over or anything like that. Well, Ron had that, and he suffered.
Hey Larry,
hold that thought.
We have to go to a quick break. This should be a 5-minute break. Larry, I hate to interrupt you, brother, but keep that thought. We'll have about a 5-minute break. We're going to come right back to you, Larry. God bless you, okay. Sir. God bless you, brother.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Residents in South Central Texas bracing for another round of very heavy rain. A downpour yesterday caused the Guadalupe to rise more than 20 feet in just a matter of minutes, sweeping away dozens of girls that were attending a camp. Several adults also are missing. The official death count stands at 27, but dozens more are missing. Economist Steve Moore says he does not understand how anyone can oppose the president's big, beautiful bill.
It will be very good for America. Would I like to see more spending cuts? Absolutely. But Trump and Speaker Johnson have promised that this is the first of two reconciliation bills. There will be another bill dealing with the incredible amount of waste in the budget. I guarantee you the Democrats will vote against that as well.
And Moore says the Democrats apparently just don't get it.
Every single Democrat in the House and the Senate has now voted for a $4 trillion tax increase next year. I don't get the logic of that. I don't understand. Are they trying to destroy our country?
Also at townhall.com, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says now that the president's bill has been signed into law, the White House will begin outlining and explaining just how the measure will be implemented.
The bill really does codify the Trump agenda that has been sketched over a period of a decade. When you think about its reforms of the immigration process, for example, when you think about all the changes to the tax code, not just preventing a tax hike, and of course the no tax on tips, the no tax on overtime, but other interesting things, including 529s, other savings plans, the Trump bucks, the accounts for newborns.
Continetti says the White House will soon begin hosting events to promote and highlight various aspects of the bill. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have the precious brother, Larry Bowenone. He serves kind of like a round robin. Is the president of the United States Ship Liberty Veterans Association, but we have him on, and we're honoring our brother Ron Kukol, who became the chaplain for USS Liberty. So with that, we're going to go to we have a little tribute to Ron. Go ahead, Lizzie. Taps played the last bugle in honor of our brother Ron Kukol, who was the chaplain of the USS Liberty Veterans Association. So go ahead, Brother Larry. Take off, brother.
All right. Well, thank you for that tribute to Ron. As I was saying earlier, Ron was possessed with many demons from the attack on the Liberty. It's something that each of us had a different way of coping with it. Ron initially, I think I mentioned that he lost his family partly because of his behavior. He took to drinking to begin with, and his family didn't understand what was going on inside him. And Ron probably didn't understand what was going on inside him. So when he lost his family, it broke him up even more. Ron was a dedicated family man. He loved his family, had three sons and a daughter. And they just couldn't help him when he needed help. And it's unfortunate for Ron, but later on in the 1990s, he found Connie, his second wife, and Connie and her family made Ron, you know, a better man. He was able to cope a little better. He sought help through the VA. He worked there as an electrician. But he also helped any veteran that needed help. Ron would be there for him. So with that, Ron turned to the church and was, as Eddie mentioned earlier, was our ship's chaplain for the Liberty Veterans Association. And over the years, the one thing that frustrated Ron about his naval career was that he never had an opportunity to go up for chief petty officer. The chief is a very unique rank in the Navy. Back in the 60s and 70s, and even before that, if you acquired the rank of an E7 chief petty officer, there was an initiation that was associated with that. And Ron had looked forward to that before the attack on the ship, and unfortunately wasn't given an opportunity because of his injuries and his mental condition when he got out after the attack. So we members of the Liberty Veterans Association wanted to do what the Navy couldn't find it in their heart to do, and that was to make Ron an honorary chief petty officer for the Liberty Veterans Association. And we went out to Kalispell, Wyoming, in, I think it was 2021, and presented Ron with his collar devices in front of Pastor Chuck Baldwin's congregation. It was done on a Saturday morning with the entire congregation participating in this ceremony. It meant the world to Ron. In his words, it meant more to him to receive it from the crew than it would have if it had been just from, you know, passing a test and having someone in the Navy run him through his rigors through a chief petty officer initiation. But to Ron, this meant the world to him, and it meant the world to us, because we could see in this man that he had completed all of the necessary requirements to satisfy becoming a chief petty officer. He just wasn't still active duty in the Navy to accept that. I had the honor of reading him his oath, and that was, an honor for me. I was the acting president of the Liberty Veterans Association at that time. So getting back to Ron, his family was, suffering along with him with the PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And even his second family with Connie and the kids, they had to put up with it and cope along with them. Ron had a special place in his heart for the crew of the USS Liberty, and would do just about anything for any one of us. And I'm sure that had to be hard for the family to accept that, his Liberty family meant a lot to him. His personal family meant more, but he was always active with the Liberty family. And I think that ultimately, caused him more grief than he cared to admit. But for those of us who knew Ron, this passing on the 21st of June came as a shock. We know that he was suffering. He had a lot of pain. He had issues that just weren't being taken care of through medication. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, it all caught up to him and, you know, on the 21st of June, and he died. He was 85 years old. He wasn't able to attend our 58th anniversary reunion down in Norfolk, Virginia in earlier June. We were down there from June 6th through June 9th. And Ron's condition was such that he couldn't travel. And his wife, Connie, agreed with him that he probably shouldn't because of his condition. And we certainly missed him then. And while we were down there, we as a crew decided that we didn't have the 59th anniversary celebration. We would hold off and do the 60th.
Hey, Larry, we have to go to a break. Hold that thought, brother. We have to go to the last break of this hour. Be right back to your Blood River Radio family. Don't go very far. This is a spellbinding story.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Your Blood River Radio family, I thank you, all you people that tuned in to this program. We're very deeply honored to have our brother Larry Bowen on. I call him, he's kind of, it's a round robin he repeats with Phil Torney, off and on, being the president of the United States Ship Liberty Association. Just in case you're just tuning in, we're finishing this hour honoring our brother Ron Kukol. He was the, just in case you're tuning in, I'll repeat myself, Ron Kukol was our chief petty officer of the USS Liberty, and he was also the chaplain there. And he passed away on the 21st of June. I'll go off on that later. I'll save my hell and brimstone stone for later because I think he was killed. I really do. Not in the way of murder, you know, with shooting or stabbing, but I will go into that later when we have time. But anyway, we're going right back to our brother Larry Bowen to finish this hour's tribute to our brother Ron Kukol. Go ahead, Larry. Continue on, brother.
Okay. Well, I was saying that Ron, I just got through talking about his becoming a honorary chief petty officer through the Liberty Veterans Association, which was, you know, a significant honor for Ron. And as a result of that, during our reunions and official meetings or presentations, Ron was authorized to wear his chief petty officer uniform and, you know, represent the crew. One of the things that I wanted to mention that is part of his obituary was that if anyone wanted to make a donation on Ron Kukul's behalf, they could do so by sending a donation to the Liberty Veterans Association, P.O. Box 3000, Pawleys Island, South Carolina, 29585. And
I'm so glad you thought of that, Phil. I mean, excuse me, Larry. I'm so glad because I wanted to ask you about that myself. And before, if anyone wants to make a donation, if you don't, we'll get Larry to give that address again. But if you didn't get it, don't worry. I'll get in touch with Larry. You can send me an email at eddie@bloodriverradio.com, and I guarantee you we'll get the information to you. So, Larry, go ahead and give that address again, if you don't mind, brother, the way people can give donations to honor our brother Ron Kukul.
Right. Again, this is one of Ron's wishes, his family's wishes, is to honor Ron by giving a donation to the Liberty Veterans Association, P.O. Box 3000, Pawleys Island, South Carolina, 29585. And,
go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, he also had included the Liberty Fellowship. This is, for those of you that are familiar with Pastor Chuck Baldwin, every Saturday, he does a broadcast and out of Montana, and his Liberty Fellowship address is P.O. Box 10, Kila, K-I-L-A, Montana, 59920. And the pastor is Chuck Baldwin. He's an excellent pastor. He's had Ron on his program several times. I was out there one time when we were doing the Chiefs tribute to Ron. And everyone in the Liberty Fellowship was just very, very friendly. They appreciated what we had gone through. Couldn't believe that an ally would do something like that to, you know, the United States. And, you know, we, the crew, have been fighting for the past 58 years to try and get the truth out about what happened, why it happened, and, you know, get the appropriate apologies from Israel and from our government. When the attack happened, the initial reaction was, well, let's put a lid on it and keep it low key. They put a gag order out, threatened all of us crew members with imprisonment, fines, or both, and said that we were to never talk about it. Well, that's they were able to keep a lid on it for about 10 to 15 years, and then one of our shipmates, Jim Ennis, had written a book called The Assault on the Liberty, and that seemed to open up the floodgates so that some of the other crew members could express themselves and tell their story. Ron was one of those individuals who did that in a book by Philip Nelson called Remember the Liberty. That's an excellent read for anyone that wants to find out more about the USS Liberty and the attack. Ron and Phil Turney were co-authors of that book. And for those of us that were on board that day, the Remember the Liberty book tells the world what really happened. And, you know, we can thank Ron for that. It's been my honor to come on today and talk about Ron, to commemorate his life with just a final tribute with the playing of taps and wishing that his family can take some comfort in knowing that he's in a better place now and he's not suffering anymore.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
Eddie, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on today.
I want to thank you, brother. I'll thank you to the bottom of my heart. I know if Ron was alive, I know wherever he is, he's thanking you. Larry, would you like just to close out with taps again? This is your call, brother.
Yeah, well, why don't we do that? I think that would be nice to do one more time. It's a final tribute to Ron Kuchel, the 85-year-old shipmate who was a brother to all of us.
Yes, sir. Lizzie, if you still have that, could you replay that one more time, Lizzie, while we have time, if we have time? Thank you so much. Larry, our producer, Miss Lizzie, she's pulling that up, and she's going to play that as soon as she gets that fired up again. Here we go. Our brother Ryan, rest in peace. Bless his heart. Larry, brother Larry Bowen, I would like to thank you again from the bottom of our heart here at Blood River Radio for coming on and honoring our brother Ryan. I'd like to thank you. And our program here is your program, Larry. Anytime you or any of the brothers USS Liberty want to come on, all you have to do is let just give the word your own. And I'd like to thank you again so much, Larry. God bless you, brother. We have a few seconds. Would you like to have any final words? We have a few seconds left, Brother Larry.
Just echoing your comments of rest in peace, Chief. You're an honorable sailor. You did the Navy proud. And we're all thankful that we had an opportunity to spend some time with you. Save a spot for us up there, and we'll be back together again one day. Love you, man.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Larry. The chief is always right. The admiral is not always right, but he's always the admiral. That's what another sailor told me. Dear Blood River Radio family, go get you a cup of coffee. It's going to be a long break. We're going to bring Don Wassel on. In just a few minutes, and Will's going to will take over that after I set the table. We'll come back. It'll be Will and Don Wassel. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you again for tuning in to our broadcast. We'll be right back, folks.